I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's a very special day. It's Thursday the 29th of February, which doesn't happen very often. If you listen to my other podcast, Parlez Anglais, then there is a special episode all about the 29th of February, Leap Year Day. But stay where you are if you want to hear the latest news. Today's news story is about a runaway train in India. But before I tell you about that, let's have a look at some keywords. Just a few words that I'll be using in today's episode. So we start with a noun, runaway. I've used that word already. Runaway train. What is a runaway something, a runaway train? Next, a verb. Well, actually, two verbs that mean the same thing. So we have the verb whiz, W-H-I-Z, and race, R-A-C-E. What do those words mean? Next, a noun, two words, freight train. What is a freight train? And the spelling of freight is F-R-E-I-G-H-T, freight train. And finally, another noun, slope, S-L-O-P-E, slope. Okay, those are the keywords. Listen out for them in the news story. See if you can understand them based on the context, and then we'll come back to them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. You can also read along with today's news story while you listen, and you can test your understanding with a comprehension quiz over on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. There you'll find a quiz and the episode transcript. So if you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join. Okay, here is today's news story. Authorities in India are investigating the case of a runaway train which travelled 70 kilometres without a driver. The 53-wagon train, which was carrying stone chips, was seen whizzing past several stations at high speed. Reports say that it ran without a driver from Kathua in Jammu and Kashmir to Hoshiarpur district in Punjab on Sunday morning. Soon after being informed about the driverless train, officials closed off railway crossings along the route. Officials told the Press Trust of India, "The train was stopped after a railway official placed woodblocks on the tracks to stop the train. The freight train was on its way to Punjab from Jammu when it stopped in Kathua for a change in crew. However, according to officials, it slowly began moving down a slope on the railway tracks after the train driver and his assistant got off. It then picked up speed, reaching around 100 kilometers an hour and racing past five stations until it was eventually stopped. Thankfully, no one was injured. Officials are investigating what happened at Kathua in order to avoid similar incidents in the future." And that's today's news story. Okay, so quite fortunate in the end that nobody was injured. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. We start with runaway. So the case of a runaway train. This is an animal or vehicle which is out of control. Okay, next, to whiz and to race. So the train was seen whizzing past several stations at high speed. And as I said towards the end, it reached around 100 kilometers per hour, racing past five stations. So this means to move extremely fast. Okay, next, freight train. So this was a freight train. A freight train is a train carrying goods rather than people. And finally, a slope. So it slowly began moving down a slope on the railway tracks, A slope is a rising or falling surface. So a surface with one end higher than the other. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they're clear. So thanks for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.